You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. You get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Right now, we're going to spend some time in America's heartland. We're really pleased to welcome a super fan of the Kansas City Chiefs who has been recognized and nominated for the Ford Hall of Fans Class of 2020. If she is chosen, she will be there in Canton on Hall of Fame weekend. Janelle Carbajo joining us now from Kansas City. And Janelle, it's really amazing to have you on the show as the Chiefs are headed to their first Super Bowl in 50 years. You're a season ticket holder. So what was it like to be at the game last Sunday as they won the AFC Championship?
Oh, my gosh. You talk about excitement. My goodness, everybody was rocking and rolling in that stadium, and it was just wonderful. It's hard to explain, but it was just the best feeling ever to realize that after all these years, we get to go to the Super Bowl.
You're a season ticket holder for how long, Janelle?
My husband and I have had tickets for 31 years. It's been a long time. Long time coming to get to go to the Super Bowl.
Now, I have been to Arrowhead for actually a college football game, and I remember being on the field, and it was so cold that at halftime I could not feel my feet. It was really chilly, and I just also remember how incredible the atmosphere was, and so I always talk about how it's one of my favorite places to watch a football game. As someone who's been going to games there for 30 years, how did this atmosphere, this electricity, compare with maybe some of the other big games that you've seen?
Well, the best part was there was a lot of red in the past. Maybe the opposing team might have had just maybe more fans than I would have liked to see in the stadium. But there were a lot of loyal Chiefs fans this time around. And, you know, it's never cold when you win. So, I mean, I've been there a lot of years that we walked out of there with our heads hanging because it was so sad, and it's freezing on the way to the car. But, Sunday it was electric, like you said, and it was just amazing. And, of course, over the years, we've learned how to layer. That's the secret. You got to layer. You got to have a good insulated boot.
The fact that you have been to so many games and so many opportunities for the Chiefs that have ended in disappointment, what does this mean to you personally that after 31 years of being a season ticket holder and a lifelong fan, that they were actually able to come out on top in the biggest game of maybe their franchise history?
Well, it's, you know, like you say, you're a fan, you're a lifelong fan. It's your team. And, you know, through all the years, so many years that we had been through the disappointment, I mean, you still love them just because they're your team, but to actually come out on top is just, oh my gosh, it's just indescribable. It's a great feeling. And, I'm not going to tell you how old I was the first time that we that we went to the Super Bowl, but I was a very young child and actually remember watching the Super Bowl with my dad and my mom, and they're still around to enjoy it as well. So it's a pretty neat feeling.
Are they? Well, so what did they say after the game on Sunday, knowing the Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl?
Oh, well, they're just so excited that I am one of six in the NFL as a fan, just to be recognized by Ford. And you know, they're all pulling for me and and just really excited about the whole deal.
She is a super fan for the Kansas City Chiefs, a 31-year season ticket holder who now gets to see her team go back to the Super Bowl. We're spending a few minutes with Janelle Carbajo. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, I understand your nickname is the Puppet Lady. How did you get that nickname?
Well, it started back when I had started back when I my husband actually had a party for he was a wrestling coach, and we had the boys over for Christmas, and it was a white elephant gift, and I ended up with this little puppet, and we were just sitting around playing with it, and I had one of the little mini helmets, and we were just kind of goofing around, and my husband, he said, here, put it on top of that puppet, and so I did, and then it just kind of became like, just a novelty item that I would take to the games. I suppose I've been taking them about 28 years, and just to kind of keep my kids occupied, basically. And then I realized, hey, this is I'm getting on the big screen with this thing, because it was kind of humorous. And then it became kind of like a little challenge. Hey, let's see if I can get on TV every time. And then we acquired another one, and then that's about 28 years ago, and it's just been kind of a ritual of ours, and kind of superstitious that, you know, we got to have that puppet, because you never know, we might need a little extra help, you know, punching the other team out.
I was reading that one of the puppets is dressed up as a chief, and you dress up the other one as well?
Oh, yes. Well, the other one, you know, I have all the helmets. I don't have all the puppets, but I have all the helmets for all of the teams, and then I just interchange them out, and then we have what we call the Chiefs Kingdom shows. That's the Monday after the game, and Mitch Holtis, he does that show, and so then we're always ready with the next puppet for whoever we're going to take on next. I take that, and we just kind of just have a lot of fun with it.
In your wildest dreams, did you ever think that you would be nominated for the Ford Hall of Fans class of 2020?
Oh, my gosh. Never. Never. I mean, that is just, I still am just totally amazed, because there are so many wonderful Chiefs fans all around the country that, you know, that are, they dress up and they do a lot of wild, crazy things. And I'm just kind of just a retired teacher. And I just have these little puppets, and oh my gosh, it's just amazing. It's just been a wild ride, I'll tell you that for sure.
So when do you find out whether or not you will be inducted into the Hall of Fans in Canton, Ohio?
Well, I have to find out whether or not I'm one of the top three voters, and they will tell me the voting ends the 27th.
Okay.
So next Tuesday, they will tell me, and then I will be able to know for sure whether I'm one of the top three that gets to go to Miami to the Super Bowl. And then after that, I don't know exactly when they'll tell me, but the top vote getter then will get to go to Canton, Ohio then in July to be inducted. So I can't wait. It's been, you know, it's just been wonderful, but I can't wait for all of it to actually find out, because there's no guarantee, you know. I have to have a lot of people vote me in. So I'm hoping that I'll get to go to the Super Bowl, since my beloved Chiefs are there.
Yeah. Amazing how that worked out, right? I mean, this is the year that you get nominated. It happens long before the Chiefs are even in the AFC Championship. And now there's a chance that you could be in Miami for your favorite team to watch them play in the Super Bowl.
Right?
I love this story. This is incredible.
It is amazing. I mean, how lucky could a girl be, or any fan be, just to get a chance to go? And I'm so excited.
So how can people vote? Because we have a lot of Chiefs fans who listen to the show, Janelle.
Okay, well, they will go to fordhalloffans.com/football.
Okay.
So www.fordhalloffans.com/football. And then they'll be able to see the videos. There was a crew that came to my house, and it was they totally surprised me because I had no idea.
Really?
I mean, I thought that they were coming just to, you know, they told me they were coming to interview hundreds of people in the Kansas City area. So we sat down to do the interview, and then about, well, as they'll be able to see it on the video, but then Will Shields came to my door and I was just totally shocked. I mean, it was, It was really cool.
Well, that I cannot wait to see. Janelle Carbajo is one of the nominees for the Ford Hall of Fans Class of 2020, which actually has its own special area in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. As a longtime Chiefs fan, she's waiting to find out if she gets that trip to Miami, which I get it. There are some other really cool fans here, but you are the only one that is a fan of a team that is in the Super Bowl. To me, that is incredibly special. It's after
exactly.
Yeah, it's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So you mentioned being a retired teacher. My mom's a teacher. What did you teach?
I was a business teacher, and I taught for 36 years and at the high school level and coached. I didn't coach all the years, but I coached a lot of different sports, so I'm very competitive, and teaching was, I had always wanted to be a teacher, and it's been kind of interesting through this whole contest situation and social media, the number of my former students that I've reconnected with, and they've just showered me with a lot of support. Oh, it's just been fun to to get in touch with them again.
Okay, so I have to ask you a football question. You have to go all the way back to Len Dawson in the 60s and the 70s to find a franchise quarterback until now. I mean, there have been a lot of QBs who have cycled through, but here in Patrick Mahomes is a franchise-changing quarterback. What is it like to watch him on your team, Janelle?
Well, first of all, he is amazing. I mean, I am just so impressed with the passes and the ability of him to make the plays that he makes. It's incredible. I mean, left-handed, come on. And he's so into the game and such a nice young man. Oh my gosh. I mean, he is just such a neat person to be able to lead the team and, be the in the community, such a great spokesperson, and it's amazing. Oh, we got one more left, and it's the big one. So
well,
it's going to be fun.
Certainly hope that you get a chance to be there. And people,
me too.
People can go and vote. Janelle is one of six nominated for the Ford Hall of Fans Class of 2020, but the top three vote getters as of January 27th will head to Miami and go to the Super Bowl. So you want to vote? I'm going to vote for Janelle just because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity we're talking about here. So it's FordHallOfFans.com. Football and then
Flash football,
and then you'll see the videos and the nominees. Well, Janelle, congratulations. It's such an honor to talk to you, and I will be rooting for you. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, I appreciate it, Amy. Thank you so much. I hope I get to see you in Miami.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Mahomes moving to his left, laterally chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Kansas City Chiefs. The San Francisco 49ers. We still have another week and a half to wait. However, right now at least, I'm not done talking about it, if that makes sense. Usually after a couple of days, I'm ready to put the Super Bowl matchup on the shelf and leave it there until we get to Miami. And even when we get to Miami or the side of the Super Bowl, I give it a couple more days before I pick up the game and the preparations again. But this matchup is fun. There are a lot of new narratives. As I was talking to Janelle, I was thinking about some of the research I've done. with the history of the Kansas City Chiefs and the fact that it's been 50 years and going back to find out who is their franchise quarterback and who is their all-time passing leader in yards and touchdowns. This is an organization that has had 38 different starting quarterbacks, including Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs have used 38 different starting quarterbacks in their history.
It's my quarterback.
Len Dawson, he was the guy who was with them back when they won their two championships. So Super Bowl IV being the most recent. But that was also when they were in the AFL. They started as a member of the AFL before Lamar Hunt and the rest of the AFL merged with the NFL then. Lamar Hunt's also credited with coining the phrase Super Bowl. It's a neat story there as well. Len Dawson, though, going back to the 60s and 70s, was their last franchise quarterback. And after he retired, every few years, it was someone new. Yes, Joe Montana was there, but in the twilight of his career. Elvis Gerbach, Trent Green. I mean, we've seen Alex Smith. We've seen a bunch of different quarterbacks who would stick for a few years. Matt Cassel out of the Patriots organization. But not until Patrick Mahomes have they had a franchise quarterback that is all their own and one who could completely change the future of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch Holtis is the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs Radio Network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Of those 38 different starting quarterbacks in the Chiefs' history, only five have ever won a playoff game. It's been some bleak times until now. I'm excited for the Super Bowl, and I'm not bored with talking about it yet. However, we got a different question on the table for you that has nothing to do with Super Bowl. Well, not this Super Bowl. I was thinking about Vanna White. Don't ask me why. And it popped into my head that Vanna White is known for one thing. Now, she's very successful at that one thing. I looked this up. I didn't look up her net worth, but I looked her up and her net worth popped up. Do you guys want to take a wild guess what Vanna White is worth? She is signed as the hostess. That's her official title. Hostess of Wheel of Fortune until 2020. Well, sometime in 2020. But as of last year, at 62 years old, her net worth was what?
$80 million.
Chris? For some reason, I can you hear that on the air? Because I can't. If you guys can hear Chris on the air, you should tweet me because I cannot hear Chris for some reason. I heard Dave, but not Chris.
I can hear him. Well, I didn't want to hear
you're
him.
2 feet from him.
Well, in my headphone, which is coming through on the air.
Oddly. So if you guys can hear Chris on the air, please let me know because otherwise we got to tell engineering. I cannot hear you on the air. Which is, I can't hear you in my ear or hear you on the air. And since you're hiding behind your computer, I can't read lips either.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I didn't notice this before. When he hits his mic button, it's turning off on our board. So it's actually not going through.
Huh.
You don't have to listen to Chris today. You're welcome, fans.
What did Chris say about how much Vanna White is worth?
He said $150 million.
Okay, you too. After I told you your $30 million guess was low, you guys went way over the top. So thanks for stealing my thunder. $70 million. She's known for one thing, being the hostess of Wheel of Fortune. But she's done it for years and years and years, and her net worth is $70 million. I also use the example of Kevin Federline. If not for Britney Spears, we would know nothing of Kevin Federline. In the world of sports and entertainment, maybe the world of music, film, what names are known for one thing? It's a fun question, right? I have all these answers, but we're not going to throw ours out there. We want to hear from you. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Thanks so much for joining us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Third down and five. The Giants from their 44-yard line. Manning works out of the shotgun. He takes it. Facing pressure. He's in trouble. He's spun around. He's able to get away. Looks to throw. He does. Downfield. And a leaping catch is made down at the 25. What a play. David Tyree comes up with the ball. What a play by Eli Manning.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Marv Albert on the Westwood One Radio Network. 2007 season, so the Super Bowl following the Patriots' near run to perfection, spoiled by the Giants, and this incredible moment in Super Bowl history, incredible moment for the Giants as a franchise. Eli Manning scrambling out of what appeared to be a near sack to deliver a ball downfield a little high, and David Tyree catches it against his helmet, goes crashing to the ground, maintains possession of the ball, so there was no worry about whether or not it was a catch or wasn't a catch. And that's what David Tyree is known for. Not to his family and friends, obviously, but broader spectrum to the public at large, David Tyree is known for one thing. You got to be known for one thing. It's a pretty sweet moment. If you got to be known for one thing, it's pretty sweet to make $70 million doing what your one thing requires you to do. Some of you have come up with great answers. So on Twitter, A Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I love this one from DJ Sam. Michael Buffer. What is Michael Buffer known for? It's copyrighted. We're not even allowed to play it. And I don't even want to say it. Michael Buffer is known for his announcement to start a heavyweight fight, to start a match in a boxing ring. We're not allowed to play the audio because he's made so much money off it. He's copyrighted it. So we always get warned. You can't play the audio. You can't use the phrase. Michael Buffer has made a killing with his one thing. That's a great example, Sam, on Twitter. I just got this tweet from, I don't know who, someone whose name is not identified. Vanna White invests in private jets. She's quite a businesswoman. Now, see, I didn't know that. For the public at large, Vanna is known for one thing. Will on Twitter, Steve Bartman. Oh, my gosh. We would never know Steve Bartman if not for NLCS. 2003 NLCS Game 6, was it? Game 6? And it wasn't even his fault. Moises Alou yelling at him. The ball that he reached out and touched. And oh, my gosh. The Cubs and the Marlins. What a disaster. Poor guy. He was a lifelong Cubs fan. And he received death threats. He had to go into hiding. His life was... It was forever changed because he did what the majority of us would do, reach out to try to grab a ball that appears to be coming right at us. Jake on Twitter, the first athlete that pops in my mind is Bill Buckner, albeit more infamous than famous. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Now, some of your responses I highly disagree with. For instance, some guy sent me a video of Michael Jordan. No, Michael Jordan is not known for one thing. Are you kidding me? I don't care how dramatic his dunk when he took off from the free throw line. That's not all he's known for. And another listener found me on Facebook to say John Elway is known for the one thing, which is the drive in the AFC Championship against the Browns. No. John Elway is known for a lot more than that. And it's not just because I've been a Broncos fan since age 13 that I could list a bunch of things. He's actually known in Denver, not just as the greatest Broncos player in history, but he's got a string of very successful car dealerships. He's made a ton of money that way as well. All right, how about this one? Roy, as well as others on our Facebook page, Scott Norwood. We just talked about this recently because we were talking about greatest Super Bowls of all time, and many of you said Giants-Bills, Scott Norwood, wide right. That's the kind of that's the kind of example. That's the idea. If I say a person's name, you think of the one thing. So that's how you know if you're on the right track. I say Kevin Federline, you think Britney Spears, fling. I say Vanna White, you think Wheel of Fortune. I say David Tyree, you think helmet catch. I say Bill Buckner, you think ball between the legs in the World Series. So yeah, that's how it works. Do you guys want to weigh in? We've got some really good answers.
Well, since Chris can't weigh in, I guess I'll weigh in for both of us.
Oh, Chris, you could always get up and walk the 2 feet to the microphone that's working.
Well, he's got to stand right next to me and stuff. We don't need that.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
So I picked that one athlete and then a couple other people. Buster Douglas, I think. You only think of the one thing that he ever did.
Oh, he knocked out Mike Tyson. That's it. Wow.
I have another one that's related to sports, but actually I had Steve Bartman, but we'll skip that one. Jeffrey Mayer, who actually reached over the wall in the Orioles-Yankees game to catch that ball.
Yes.
That turned into a home run. He was pretty well known back in the 90s for that. And then two people who are not athletes, James Gandolfini. I think you just think of this guy from The Sopranos. That's all you think of. And musician Lou Vega, Mambo Number 5. What else did he do?
Yeah, there are great musician answers here where they have just one song. The Hanson Brothers, I mean, I know they have other music, but the Hanson Brothers, Mbop, wasn't that their song? Mbop? Yeah, I feel like that's the one thing that most of us know them for. Chris actually did get up and walk the whole 3 feet over to the microphone.
Let's not misinterpret this. Dave was the one setting a screen and not letting me
He
around.
Was boxing you out?
He wanted his time in the sun. We let him have it. Now that sun will set inevitably. So my two, one from sports, Mark Sanchez, the butt fumble.
Come on, that's all he's known for?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I agree with that one. I mean, the Jets did go to multiple AFC championships with him, right?
Yeah, but when I think Mark Sanchez, I think
Bob Fumble. All right.
And then the second one is Jason Alexander, Seinfeld.
Yes, for sure. And actually, I'm not even sure everyone knows his name. I mean, you get it when you see his face. That's George from Seinfeld. But I'm not even sure everybody knows who he is. Yeah, there are actors who do one role, and it's so iconic that they get pigeonholed. I know this just as a Star Wars fan. Mark Hamill was always really annoyed that after he did Star Wars, it was really difficult for him to find other roles because producers would tell him, no, you're Luke from Star Wars. And that's great. It's a great thing, but it's also, it's frustrating if you're an actor. So tell me if you guys agree with this one. I'm not sure I do. I'm still thinking about it. Brandon on Facebook says Brandi Chastain. Is she only known for one thing? I mean, she's one of the best soccer players the United States has ever had.
I think that does apply, though, because, I mean, like, people forget that Bill Buckner was really good.
Yeah, for sure.
But he's only known for that one thing because it overshadowed everything else that he or she did.
Well, I guess if you're going to have one thing that overshadows everything else in your life, scoring the game-winning penalty shot in the World Cup and ripping off your jersey to bare your rock-hard abs and your sports bra. I mean, that's one of the most iconic sports photos and moments in our nation's history. So I guess if you're going to be known for something, that's not a bad thing to be known for. Yeah, that's an interesting one. Other people are saying Tonya Harding as well, Chris said. And yes, she's now most closely associated with the thug move that she planned on Nancy Kerrigan. But Tonya Harding was also a U.S. figure skating champ. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think it's a gold medal, but has a medal from the Olympics as well. I could be wrong. It seems like a really long time ago. Let's see. You guys can tell me if you agree with this one. Clarence and others on our Facebook page are saying Dwight Clark, the catch, only known for the
That's
catch.
A good one.
Yeah, from Joe Montana. Herb on Facebook, says Jim Leyritz for his home run in the 96 World Series. Oh, I know one that I saw on our Facebook page that I think is absolutely fantastic, and that is Luis Gonzalez for his game-winning hit. It was over the just over the head of the infielder, right? Was it second base or shortstop that he hit the ball over the?
Kind of went right up the middle.
Oh, was it? Okay,
it was
so
a bloop. Yeah. I hate that.
Luis Gonzalez, game seven to win the World Series for the Arizona Diamondbacks. I mean, that might be the forget him being known for the one thing. That's probably the only really amazing moment in Arizona Diamondbacks. Well, no, they had Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling there too. So anyway, that's the idea. Yeah, although Curt Schilling could end up in the Hall of Fame, so but the certainly the bloody sock was an iconic moment. We're looking for celebrities, entertainers, athletes. They're known for one thing. When I say his or her name, you automatically think of the one thing. I blame Vanna White for this topic, but it's actually kind of fun. A-Law Radio on Twitter, on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Carl says Milli Vanilli. Blame it on the rain. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the 80s and 90s are back, you know. It's a fun game to play. My brain is working furiously, although I really need to write my CBS Sports Minute. Okay, so 855-212-4227 on Twitter, on Facebook. We're halfway through our show. It's always good to have you on board. This weekend, when there is no football, CBS's coverage of the PGA Tour season begins. A fantastic field with Tiger, Rory, and Phil at Torrey Pines to compete at the Farmers Insurance Open. Coverage begins at 3 p.m. Pacific, noon, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, Saturday and Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.